This is Love Your Work. On this show, we help you find your unique signature as a creative entrepreneur. I am David Cataby. I've been a solopreneur for more than 10 years. I'm an international award-winning designer. I've written a couple best-selling books, Design for Hackers, and now The Heart to Start. From my closet in Colombia, I have interviewed titans of industry like Steve Case. I've interviewed best-selling authors like Seth Godin and James Altucher. I've interviewed experts on behavioral science, creators from dancers to a chef to a Hollywood set designer. I want to find out how each of them discovered what made them one in a million, and I bring those insights to you so you can find out what makes you one in a million too. If you are new here, welcome. Again, I'm David Cataby. If you want to join us here on Love Your Work every Thursday, just hit subscribe, the little subscribe button on your podcast app. And to get my free creative productivity toolkit, just go to cataby.net/tools and sign up. You heard me talk last week about morning routines with the author of My Morning Routine, Benjamin Spall. I have a new morning routine that I've been practicing this year, and it's been giving me some of my best ideas yet. Now, the amazing part is I'm able to do this routine before I even get out of bed. And I'll tell you why in this essay. I'm really excited to have Earth Class Mail as a sponsor. Earth Class Mail transforms the daily piles of mail, checks, invoices, and correspondence into digital documents that you can act upon. Their online tools help you identify checks and deposit them quickly and automatically with no trips to the bank, with available integrations into your accounting and billing systems. Earth Class Mail allows you to streamline, organize, and collaborate on all your documents so you can stop wasting time scanning documents. It's really amazing. Go to earthclassmail.com, and when you sign up, use the promo code LOVE. You're going to save 10% for 3 months, or you can tell a sales rep the promo code LOVE and get 8% off the already discounted yearly plan pricing. That's earthclassmail.com. Save with the promo code LOVE. I'm honored to have Weebly sponsoring Love Your Work. With Weebly, you get an easy-to-build website with stunningly beautiful templates. But that's not all that you get. You also get tons of tools to help you turn that website into a business. Weebly helps you process payments, manage inventory, and promote your products. You know, stuff that gets you paid. Weebly is offering 15% off just for Love Your Work listeners. Go to weebly.com/loveyourwork. That is Weebly, weebly.com/loveyourwork. And you'll get 15% off when you sign up for your online store. Weebly, more than just a beautiful website. Here it is. How to have your best idea ever before you even get out of bed. I've been practicing a new morning habit this year. It gives me my best ideas before I even get out of bed. And it might help you do the same. The habit involves these two items. One, a portable word processor. And two, a sleep mask. The sleeping mask, I already have it on. I sleep with a sleeping mask. It's part of my bedtime routine. The portable word processor, I keep on the nightstand next to my bed. So here's my new habit. Each morning, before I even get out of bed, I grab the portable word processor and I type at least 100 words. And I do this with my sleeping mask on and my eyes closed. Why do I do that? I find that it gives me special access to my best ideas. It helps me exercise my most creative thoughts. What do I do with the writing? I don't transfer it to my computer. The writing does not become a draft. I don't then polish my writing and post it online. Nope, when I'm done, I delete it. Now, why bother writing before I even get out of bed? Because it's a very special time of day. It's the time of day when I have my best ideas. I'm sure that you have unusual thoughts before you open up your eyes in the morning. Maybe you're trying to recall a dream, maybe you're thinking through a problem, or fantasizing about a vacation. If you're like most people, you're not yet a civilized human before you open your eyes in the morning. That's when you're actually having your best ideas. My journey to writing before I even got out of bed started when I read The Eureka Factor, Aha Moments, Creative Insights, and the Brain. I later interviewed one of the book's authors, right here on this podcast, neuroscientist John Kunios. The Eureka Factor is a guide to the neuroscience of creativity. It's full of scientific studies stitched together to make sense of the enigma that is creative thinking. But one simple passage really stands out to me. Here it is. You are most analytical at your peak time and most insightful at your off-peak time. For creativity, your finest hour is literally the low point of your day. There you have it. Creative insights come from connecting seemingly disparate elements. Now imagine hundreds of blue racquetballs bouncing around in a racquetball court. When two or more of those racquetballs collide, that's like a great idea. One of the reasons you're most creative when you're groggy is because your prefrontal cortex is Still sleeping, your prefrontal cortex wants to filter your thoughts. It wants to follow the rules of racquetball. It wants to make sure the racquetballs hit the front wall and that they never bounce more than once before hitting the front wall again. This is why people with prefrontal cortex damage solve creative problems faster than people with normal brains. Now, you don't want brain damage if you can help it, but these people have an advantage when it comes to isolated creative problems. They have no filter on the thoughts in their brains. So I write before I get out of bed because that's when I have the best chance of having a great idea. But why do I insist on writing while still wearing my sleeping mask? Oh, and by the way, I also wear earplugs. Because creative thinking is also enhanced by sensory deprivation. This is why you have your best ideas in the shower. As Kunios and Beeman said, taking a shower is an excellent way to cut off the environment, focus your thoughts inwardly, and have an insight. This is also why 17th century philosopher René Descartes did almost all of his thinking in bed. Here's a quote from him. "After my mind has wandered in sleep through woods, gardens, and enchanted palaces where I experience every pleasure imaginable, I awake to mingle the reveries of the night with those of the day." This is also why members of the Dada art movement would sit in a dark room and shout nonsensical poetry. The sensory deprivation gave them access to their unconsciousnesses, and they could bring those thoughts into their conscious world. So what's the point of doing this writing if I delete it when I'm done? Aren't I doing needless work? Here's something I wish somebody would have told me a long time ago. Writing is not writing. Writing is thinking. Before you can write writing worth reading, you have to think thoughts worth writing. The best way to think those thoughts is to write them. The point of this exercise is not to produce writing. The point is to think thoughts. These thoughts are already floating through your mind. Writing those thoughts gives them a handhold they can use to climb their ways out of your unconscious mind. The act of writing them also helps program these thoughts into your long-term memory. You can then more easily connect those thoughts to produce new ideas in your daily work. It's like opening the door to the racquetball court to let a few dozen more balls bounce in there. If you want to try this exercise, you don't even need a portable word processor. If you can type without looking, you can just use a normal keyboard and close your eyes. Now, when you type, you'll probably find that the movement of your fingers conjures up the corresponding words in your mind. It makes your thoughts more clear. It's like having command line access to your brain. Now, here are some tips. 1, aim for a tiny target. I go for 100 words. You may want to try more, or you might want to try less. The point is that it should be a tiny habit. Remember when I interviewed Stanford habits expert BJ Fogg about tiny habits? It should just be such a tiny target that it hardly seems worth it. And this way, you aren't going to avoid the habit. 2, you can quit when you like. After you reach your target, you can quit. But if you want, you can keep going. I sometimes write 2,000 mostly nonsensical words before I get out of bed. 3, no filter. I find that when I can't think of anything to type, it happens to be because I'm thinking something, but for one reason or another, I'm just not typing it. So don't filter yourself. Change the subject mid-sentence if you need to. 4, give yourself permission to suck. This is a chapter in The Heart to Start. This exercise is going to bring you your best ideas. Now, what I haven't mentioned yet is it will also bring you your worst ideas. You can't have good ideas without having bad ideas, so let the bad ideas flow. Each bad idea is a roll of the dice toward a good idea. So try this exercise one morning. Better yet, try it for a week. If you cultivate a healthy connection between your subconscious and conscious mind, you'll be creatively blocked way less often. You'll have your best ideas yet. Just don't forget to get out of bed so you can make those ideas a reality. Is Love Your Work helping you find the intersection on your love and money Venn diagram? Does it bring you the inspiration and motivation to make you into the person that you want to be? If so, we, together, you and I, can make this the show that we want it to be. I'm trying to make a nourishing and thoughtful show, and I could use your help with that. Please donate to the show. Just a coffee a month will help support the hosting and production of this show. Just a coffee a month will help spread Love Your Work's message, helping more people live a balanced life with a healthy definition of success. To donate, visit our Patreon page at katavi.net/donate. Patreon is a platform that lets you support creators like me, vote with your dollars, and keep Love Your Work going at katavi.net/donate. As a thank you, you'll get early access, bonus content, and a discount on Love Your Work merchandise. Learn more at katavi.net/donate. That's katavi.net/donate. Love Your Work is brought to you in part by our Patreon supporters, such as mini sponsor Roxana Maynard of Agility Alchemist at agilityalchemist.com, and top supporters such as Arif Akhtar and Jeffrey Mason. This has been Love Your Work, and I'm David Katavi. The theme music for this show is At Sea by Durena from the album About Everything and More by arrangement with Deep Elm Records at deepelm.com. Love Your Work is a production of Katavi, Inc.